Okay, so so our parsha begins with the discussion of the mitzvah to establish court systems, and then segues from that into the effort to establish that there's a high court in Yerushalayim. It segues into what happens if the high court, if the Beis Din HaGadol, Yoshev Yerushalayim, Lishkas HaGazus, has ruled, and a member of the Beis Din or someone of that caliber refuses to agree and acquiesce to the ruling of the Beis Din. And the Gemara and the Pesukim introduced the law of the Zaken Mamre, where we put the where we put that elder to death. And in that context, the Torah says, "Lo tasrim ad davar she'gidu l'cha yaminu smol," that you shouldn't stray from what the Chachamim, specifically the Sanhedrin, say, left or right. Now that pasuk, while in context, is limited to the Beis Din HaGadol. It becomes the basis, according to many Rishonim, of our general obligation to listen to Chazal, to listen to the Rabbanan. So I just want to focus on that for just a minute. So the Gemara in the second parak of Shabbos, when discussing the brachot that you make on Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, how can it be that you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah isn't a mitzvah min HaTorah, heichan sivanu. So the Gemara offers two answers. One is from Lo Tasur, from this pasuk, which says you shouldn't stray from that which the rabbi has said. The other is Shal Avichav Yagedcha, Zekinecha V'yomru Lach. And the Rambam takes his cue from this Gemara and says that the reason that you have to listen to Chazal is because of this pasuk. It isn't limited to the Zaken Mamre. You're obligated to listen to Chazal, and therefore all the different takanot that we have, all the different decrees, all the different mitzvot, derabanan, while technically they're quote-unquote derabanan, they're all expressions of a biblical value to listen to Chazal. The Ramban challenges it, and the Ramban says it's not true. The Ramban says, really, Lo Tasur is only referring to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, to an actual psak from the Sanhedrin, and then you can't diverge from what they've ruled. But the general power of Chazal to institute mitzvot and takanot and the like isn't derived from this pasuk. It's an asmachta. When the Torah uses it, when the Gemara uses it, it's not using it literally. It's using it for mnemonic purposes. It's using it for aesthetic purposes. Whatever exactly it's using it for. But it's not really from this pasuk. So it's not from this pasuk. Then the question is left open. Okay, then why is it that Chazal have the right to tell us all the different things that they do? Okay, so the Sanhedrin HaGadol can adjudicate cases and adjudicate laws, and we have to listen to their decision. But where do they get the power, if not from this pasuk, to obligate people, to obligate the Jewish people forevermore to keep the mitzvah d'rabbanan, the takanot, and the like? So just two answers that are suggested by the Achronim, both found in the Kuntres Divrei Sofer from Rochad and Wasserman. The first he quotes from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and he says maybe really the Ramban agrees as well. And the Ramban thinks that the source for rabbinic power is Lo Tasur. So what's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban? The difference, he says, is simply whether we view every mitzvah d'rabbanan as a mitzvah klalit or a mitzvah pratit. Meaning, when you're lighting Chanukah candles, do we say that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Lo Tasur, or do we say that because of Lo Tasur, lighting Chanukah candles was imbued with the status of an independent mitzvah? So Reb Chaim says that's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. They both agree that the rabbis derive their power from Lo Tasur. The Rambam thinks that their power is so strong that once they say it, the mitzvah, let's say, of Ner Chanukah transforms into an independent mitzvah. According to the Ramban, that's not true. It's just this generic mitzvah. If I ask you, what mitzvah are you fulfilling on a biblical level when you light Chanukah candles, you wouldn't say lighting Chanukah candles. You would say listening to the rabbis. That's Reb Chaim's position. Reb Elchanan himself doesn't like it. And others know that it's not, it doesn't seem the Rambam himself takes this extreme view. It seems the Rambam as well thinks that what Lo Tasur means is you have to listen to Chazal in general. So Reb Elchanan suggests something different, which is, I think, very important to think about. Reb Elchanan says, why do you assume that the rabbis need a source at all? Right? The Rambam thinks that for the rabbis to have power to institute new mitzvot, they need a pasuk. Who says they need a pasuk? If I asked you, what is our fundamental obligation in life, so you might say, listen to the Torah. But it's not really true. Our fundamental obligation is to listen to God. Usually that means the Torah, but there's a whole bunch of things that we should do that aren't one of the 613 mitzvot, as the Ramban notes, by Kedoshim Tiyu, Vasisa Yashar V'Atov. In addition to the mitzvot, you have to be a good person, you have to follow the spirit of the law. Sometimes, as the Gemara notes in several places, under limited circumstances, God really wants you to do an Avera rather than a mitzvah. Gedol Aver Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shelo Lishma. So Rav Chanan says, really, our obligation isn't to listen to the Torah, it's to listen to God. The Torah usually is the way we know what God wants. But let's say a group of people would come around who really understand God's will because of their knowledge of Torah, and they have an intuition that there's something God demands of us which is beyond the requirements that are found in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So then we would be obligated in those commandments simply because it's now revealed that that's the will of God. So Rav Chanan says, why are you obligated to listen to Chazal? Not because it comes from Lotasur, but because just like we're obligated to listen to the Torah because we have to listen to God, so when Chazal tell you that this is the right thing to do, then that reveals to you, that tells you that God wants you to do that as well. And therefore, the source of obligation for the Rabbanan Daraisa, in the end of the day, is the same thing, our obligation to listen to our Creator. So that Pasuk Lotasur really, like I said, for the Rambam, is perhaps one of the most important psukim in the Torah, because it's what gives license to Chazal to institute all the takanot, all the mitzvot that we know that make up the majority of our practice, because the Rabbanans are so much more numerous than Daraisas. According to the Ramban, who doesn't derive it from Lotasur, perhaps we learn something even more important, which is that in the end of the day, we don't listen to the Torah because it's the Torah. We listen to it because it's Dvar Hashem, and we should be open to the possibility that there are things which are Ratzon Hashem, that are the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if they're not found in the Pratei Mitzvot that are found in the Chumash.